Welcome to the Well Society Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Kay, licensed master level social worker and certified Christian health and life coach. I'm your professional go-to expert for all driven yes women who desire more energy, peace, and joy for the things and people she loves the most so she can be well, feel well, and do well while coming to the proverbial well of Jesus. Thanks for coming to the well today. I'm so glad you're here.
We're so excited to be back here with you for the regular season of the Holy Healthy Christian Moms podcast. This is Andrea, and Erin's here too. We're excited to share with you this topic on myth-busting quiet time. And I want to actually start by asking you a question, and that is, do you ever find it challenging to get consistent time with the Lord? If you're raising your hand to that, stay with us. We're going to share a resource to actually help you with that. But first, we want to bust some myths around this, what quiet time with the Lord even looks like. So I'm going to turn it over to Erin to kick us off with the first myth to be busted.
Yeah, the first myth to be busted is that it has to be at a certain time every day. And I think this whole idea or like the QT quiet time thing populated in the 90s, I guess. And so it kind of, that's where all these myths got started. And so it doesn't have to be at a certain time. You don't have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and, you know, do your quiet time every single day. It doesn't have to be that rigid. Consistency is important, but the time of the day isn't necessarily important. The Lord would much rather spend time with you in the middle of the night, than not spend time with you at all. So quiet time does not have to happen at a certain time every day.
The second myth to bust is that quiet time doesn't even need to be literally quiet. You don't have to be in kind of like the salt baths or whatever, like this float room, the float rooms or something, or you don't have to be in a soundproof room. Sometimes quiet time or the time with the Lord is actually happening where in the midst of the chaos. And so maybe that's where you're just having time with the Lord as your kids are running around or as you're folding laundry or, you know, as you're moving your body. Sometimes so quiet time also doesn't literally mean, again, that you're sitting, that your body is quiet. It's more a posture of where your mind is directed rather than what is going on around you.
Yes. And the third one here, ladies, it's not to check a box. Our heart has to be centered in what we're doing when we're spending time with the Lord, when we're quieting our thoughts. And that's what Andrew was saying, quieting our thoughts to be with him. But it's, quiet time is not just to check a box. Oh, I did my quiet time today. No, it's so much greater than that. So if you can release the idea that it has to be at a certain time, that it has to be super duper quiet, and that it has to be done to check a box, you can release those three myths, then you will be well on your way. And we have created something to help that be an easier, yes, an easier process for you that Andrea is going to talk about.
Yeah. So one of the top things that we hear from women that we talk with and that we work with is having consistent time with the Lord is always a top goal that is communicated. And so one of the things that God had initially put on Erin's heart was to create a resource that would help women to consistently get at least 10 minutes with the Lord daily. If we are going to orient our lives to him, we do need to spend time with him. That's where relationships flourish, right? Think about any relationship you have in your life. If you don't spend time with that person in some way, that relationship kind of dies on the vine. It's the same thing with our relationship with the Lord. So what we have created, we call them the 10 by 10s. So it's pretty simple. It is, we take a topic, we help you spend 10 days around that topic and 10 minutes each day with the Lord. So what that looks like is about 5 minutes-ish of a video where Erin and I alternate sharing on that. And then we give you questions or reflections. So you can take those with you. Think about the questions. If you're a journaler, you can literally sit down and journal that. Maybe if you want to take the devotion on the road, you could listen to it in the car. You could listen to it while you're walking or running. And then as we conclude the devotion and give you the questions or reflection, you can just be thinking about those as you're walking along the road or as you're driving or as you're folding that laundry. Literally wherever you are, you can take it with you. The goal that we're working toward is to have 360 of these 10 by 10 devotions available. We actually kicked this off in July, which was in the middle of when the Wellness Legacy series was going on. So we already have a library of a couple months built out in there, and we're going to take it to 360 total devotions. So it's just shy of a year, but it also represents the way that we love approaching health with women, which is a 360 holistic approach. So I'm going to turn it back over to Erin so she can share with you how to access those.
Yes. And at the time of y'all listening to this, it's September. Well, maybe not when you're listening to it, but when we're recording it, it's September. And the content that's going to be dropping in this month is Fight My Battles, Faith My Fear, and Who You Say I Am, which is all about who God says that we are. So that's just an example of three of the topics that we have in there. We have some really, really great topics that we'd love to share more with you about. So to find out more about the 10 by 10, you can go to the show notes and there'll be a link in there. And then you can always go to our Facebook group, Holy Healthy Christian Moms, and please leave us a review. We will see that. And if you want to know more, you can type it in the review too, and we will make sure to get the information over to you. We are so appreciative of your time being here, listening to this podcast, and we hope that it has helped you to bust some myths about this QT quiet time with the Lord, and that you will come alongside us and join in the 10 by 10s. We do have a complimentary 10 by 10. If you want to just dabble in it and see if it works for you, called the Freedom From, that is also going to be linked in the show notes where you'll be able to access Freedom From complimentary.
My prayer is that you are leaving this episode with more energy, more joy, and more peace than when you came to. Make sure to subscribe and share the Well Society podcast so that we can reach more driven yes women like you. Come join us in the Women at the Well Christian Health and Wellness Support Group on Facebook and subscribe to my email list to stay apprised of all upcoming events, programs, and coaching opportunities. If the content of this episode resonated with you and you'd like to speak with me about investing and working with me one-on-one or in the Well Society Intensive, please visit www.erinkcoaching.com to schedule a complimentary fitting call. Until the next time we meet at this well, do well, be well, and feel well.